Hello, my name is Freddie Gipp from Lawrence, Kansas, and welcome to High Plains Public Radio. I'm an enrolled member of the Apache Tribe of Oklahoma, and my Indian name is Saint Thompa, meaning lead horse in the Kiowa language. I was born and raised here in Lawrence, where I graduated from the University of Kansas in 2016 with a degree in strategic communications from the William Allen White School of Journalism. I currently run my own small consulting firm called Lead Horse LLC, which focuses on utilizing Native American power celebrations as an effective economic driver for urban and rural communities. This is my book by on News of the World. At the beginning of the novel, Captain Jefferson Kyle Kidd makes a life-changing stop in Wichita Falls. He is asked by an acquaintance, Britt Johnson, a free black man post-Civil War, to shuffle a young girl back to San Antonio. The young girl was taken at six by members of the Kiowa tribe. With this capture, the vein of duty that runs through the story begins. Joanna spends 4 years of her life being cared for by the Kiowas. She is taught their language, ways of life, and given a name. One could interpret this kind of care of responsibility that must be shouldered since the tribe took her from the life that she knew and ended with the life of her parents. Eventually, Joanna is traded from the tribes for luxuries, but at the threat of the tribe being attacked by multiple military units if the exchange does not happen. There is an obligation of the tribe to protect all people, even at the loss of the three-spotted little blue-eyed girl. Originally, Captain Jefferson Kidd Kyle, also known throughout the novel as Captain, has reservations about taking Joanna to San Antonio. As the story continues, his courting of the young girl begins to mold with the time and the message cord, the runners. It is in this role that Captain finds his peace and purpose. It is also that he develops a sense of allegiance to beginning of a task and seeing it through all the way down to its last intricacy. To comfort him and slow down his mind, he thought of his time as a courier, a runner, and Mariah Luisa and his daughters. Maybe life is just carrying news, surviving to carry the news. Maybe that is just one message, and it is delivered to us when they are born, and we are never sure what it says. It may have nothing to do with us personally, but it must be carried by hand throughout a life, all the way, and at the end it's handed over, sealed. As the story comes to a close, the captain is tempted by duty and doing what is right. He initially follows through on leaving Joanna with her aunt and uncle, whilst knowing it might not be her best interest. As time goes on, he succumbs to the bond he formed with this young girl, acting on a new sense of loyalty, steals her once more away from the unloving aunt and uncle. He spends many great years caring for Joanna, like information of the message corps, only to deliver her one last time to a husband. How many years I worried about you and also delighted in your company, and now it is time for me to give you away. Overall, this is a charming story written in a curious time of our country's history. It plays on a situation being experienced by many different children of many different backgrounds, some of which can only dream of ending as serene as Joanna's. This is Freddie Gipp, and you are listening to High Plains Public Radio.